Get up out of bed, get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. and Jess is not in today. It's just me hanging out. I'm glad she's not in because the cockroach just walked across my desk. Oh, there he is. Get out of here, bud. Get out of here. Sorry. There's a cockroach on my desk, but that's all right. I'm going to have a fun morning, even though Jess isn't here. She's just getting her knee looked at after twisting it on the weekend playing rugby league. Apparently, I'm a jinx. I'm the reason that caused it because I showed up to support my friend at the game, but she's turned that into blaming me. And some people across central Queensland yesterday on the show blaming me as well. But she should be back tomorrow. We've got a bit of a surprise for her. She's probably not listening right now. But there is a wheelchair where her normal chair is in the studio. So I think she'll be ecstatic to see that tomorrow morning when she walks in. But the show, it must go on, as it always does. Coming up after 8 o'clock, I'm going to call another Hit VIP to put them on the standby lift to see the Backstreet Boys on our world-famous rooftop. And you're probably thinking, Tim, how do I become a Hit VIP? Well, it's simple. I've got a piece of paper right here in front of me. I write your name down. No, you go to hit.com.au, reg yourself to be a Hit VIP. It takes hardly any time at all. I've done it. And unfortunately, I can't win anything, but you can. So hit.com.au is where you need to go. Also, courtroom of Tim and Jess still needs to be opened, so that means I have a feeling that this one's going to be a bit easy for me to defend myself against Jess's opinion. This one has to do with Beyonce. We're all aware of Beyonce. She just released some new music with Jay-Z, her husband. I've had an opinion of Beyonce for my whole life and about her music, and Jess isn't here to stand up for herself, so that's going to be good. I feel like I've got this You Be The Judge in the bag. That's coming up after 7:30, but coming up next, the World Cup clearly is going mad. We're going to be talking about it a bit later on. And Malcolm Turnbull, our own Prime Minister, is getting involved. But a Mexican lingerie company has really taken it to the next level to help celebrate Mexico when they're playing their games in this year's World Cup over in Russia.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The World Cup over in Russia for 2018 kicked off just last week. And if you like a lot of people, I love the World Cup, like myself, and hopefully you're on board with me. A lot of people that I hang out with don't care for the World Cup, but that's all right. It only happens every 4 years, so I honestly think that everyone should just care for this month, and then we can all forget about it like most people do. But there's lots going on in the World Cup. The best players in the world are fighting for the ultimate trophy in international soccer, which is always exciting. And obviously, every country that's in the World Cup wants to support their team and wants to support the World Cup for 2018 over in Russia. And Mexico has gone to another level. They beat Germany the other day, which no one expected. Germany's one of the best teams in the world, won the last World Cup. But Mexico has released an ad with a lingerie company, and they've kind of assumed that all women hate sport in it, which is a bit interesting and not true. But essentially, they've created a pair of female underwear, like knickers, like bottoms, that vibrate every time a goal is scored in the World Cup, because it's saying the husbands, they don't pay attention to their partners during the World Cup. So here's a way that the women can enjoy the World Cup with these vibrating underwear. And there's an advertisement on television at the moment in Mexico, and television goes to an ad break. A whole bunch of penalties get scored and a penalty scorer, and the woman starts screaming, really getting into the World Cup. And people online are not super excited and super happy with the advert over in Mexico, because obviously sport's massive over in Mexico and a lot of places. So they're not happy with this Mexican lingerie company. And look, obviously, if these underwear were real, which I don't think they are, would be very exciting. I feel like not only would women be targeted, but like, what about the fellas? Fellas would like this underwear. imagine, put it into a sport like say rugby league or even tennis. Just when a point's won in tennis, just keep going. That would make a lot more people interested in a lot more sport. I know people are saying that sport maybe has too much of an importance around the world, but with inventions like this, I think it's only going to go a little bit more exciting, which is different.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
I want you to focus right now and really pay attention. It's early, so I feel like I can inform you and get away with this. And if you have children around, just get them in a noogie and pretend like you're playing around so they can't hear. But if you've ever wondered what the best time in the day is to get lucky, as Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams would say, special alone times, you'd probably be fair in assuming that it would be nighttime, right? Like I think that that's pretty normal, that a lot of people, if they are going to have that special moment, that most commonly would happen at night or in the early morning. It is, for men at least, men are scientifically with their hormones, the mornings are quite good for them. But also something that lines up for both men and women, with both of their estrogen levels being on par for the best time for a bit of special alone cuddles, is 3 p.m. in the afternoon. I know that that's strange, but apparently men have the most elevated levels of estrogen in their bodies, making them more emotionally present. Same with the women. So many of us have also assumed that it would be the morning or night. But the late afternoon, it's a great time for men and women to have these moments because their testosterone levels go down, but their estrogen levels rise. So clearly, if you're at work, this is not okay, but got an afternoon off or it's the weekend, public holiday, 3 p.m., it's ticking all the boxes. And I don't know how they conducted this study, whether they just put on like an estrogen marker on a man and a woman and sort of monitored that and their testosterone levels. But 3 p.m., look, there is the song Afternoon Delight, and it does make sense, but I didn't think, like, sometimes information can not only be scientific, but in that case, can also rhyme and be catchy. So science and music seems to be a pretty good combination. So you're welcome, and you got a few hours to get busy.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
We all like our food to be good, and we like it to make sure that it's healthy and there's nothing wrong with it, especially when you buy it from a large supermarket chain. And Coles Australia is one of the biggest supermarket chains in the country. And in Victoria, there has been a complaint, and it's kind of gone nuts in the last 12 hours, of a woman in Victoria complaining about some chicken that she purchased, free-range chicken, from Coles in Victoria. And it was green on the inside of the fillet. Now, she posted saying, careful folks, this is the chicken they're selling at Coles, won't be shopping again. And look, it takes a lot for me individually, I know everyone's different, but it takes a lot for me to complain to an establishment or a supermarket, deli, bakery, whatever, about foods they're selling, because I should be aware, if I see something, it's probably an accident on their behalf, they're not intentionally doing this. So you just make sure you're paying attention and you can avoid these kind of things. I know it's tricky at a restaurant because you're not cooking the food, but returning foods and complaining about foods is something that I have always found tricky to navigate because it takes a lot for me to be really upset. But this chicken had green on the inside of the fillet, but it turns out, and not everyone seems to know this, but these colour changes are actually quite normal, what happens when the bird is cut open. So it's a green discoloration of the flesh caused when swelling occurs as a result of oxygen deficiency in the muscle. So this usually has happened when a bird's flapping around too much, and it's not harmful to the meat. The taste of the chicken would not be altered either. But the just the image, you can check it out at hit.com.au, this photo. The image is quite confronting because it looks rank. It looks foul. It looks disgusting. And obviously, Coles come out and said, look, your quality of product is 100% very important. And if you are uncomfortable with this, absolutely full refund, full return, no problem at all. So Coles has come to the party and said, look, all right, if you're uncomfortable, we'll still return it even though there's nothing wrong with it. But I want to know, 13, 12, 16, do you eat the green chicken? It's not a green curry. That's not what I'm asking. Do you eat the green coloured chicken? Surely, if I drop something on the ground, even if it's like an apple slice or something and there is the bit of moisture there and it drops on the ground, I'll still eat it. It's just a bit of dirt. It's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah, it's good for you. Cuts and bruises. That's what I learned as a kid. But 13, 12, 16, do you eat the green chicken? Would you eat the green chicken? Would you eat the green chicken? I've had Michael from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Michael, mate, would you eat the green chicken?
Hard no.
Hard no. Even though they said that it's, healthy for you and there's no problem with it?
Nah, chicken's not meant to be green.
I know it's not meant to be green, but if it's okay, it's only an oxygen thing. Like, it still tastes the same, even though it looks a bit rank. It's still good for you. It's still normal chicken.
Yeah, but isn't rust only an oxygen thing too, and we still don't want it?
That's a good point. So you're saying just purely, like, you would kick up a fuss and say, no, this is not acceptable?
100%, yes, definitely.
All right, well, fair enough. Like, at least you're being honest. So you're more of an aesthetic man than an internal man.
Well, as in, the taste has got to be there, but, I mean, it's just the green chicken would be enough to turn me off, be like, nah, I'm not eating that.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for your call, Michael.
No worries, thanks.
See you, buddy. Now, look, if everyone's going to kick up a fuss, it's not in Queensland. I can't stress that enough. This was down in Western Victoria. But, hey, if you do get green chicken and you don't want it, send it to me. I'll give you $2 for it. There's a whole bunch of chicken for free. You put it in the... Well, not free. I guess I just offered $2. My math isn't that good. I didn't finish year 12.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. And Dean, no Jess today, but I know she's interested in this because we've talked about it a few times. What's going on with Roseanne at the moment?
Yeah, so here's the update, Jim, on this one. It's really, really fascinating. So as you know, Roseanne, the show got axed after Roseanne Barr, the star of the show, tweeted some hideously racist things. Well, now they are doing a spin-off. The running title is called Darlene. It'll be focused on Darlene, who plays Roseanne's daughter in the show.
Okay.
And Roseanne Barr had to sign off on this because she owns rights to the show. So she signed it off. She's getting a big fat check, and she will not be producing. She will not be involved at all. It will be a big fat check, what they call a go-away fee, basically. Where are you paying? They literally call it a go-away fee in America, like Hollywood. Go away. Give us the rights and go away. But, you know, the good thing is that she is open to that. Like, she doesn't have to do that. She could probably get away with not doing that. But
yeah,
she's, like, giving all the producers and the cast a job and also helping her bottom line because, I mean, if there's, you know, why hold on to the rights if you can never even use it? So she's kind of stepping away.
It's so strange to see how it's all folded because obviously everyone was excited for Roseanne to come back and then that all happened. And she's in the past been tweeting. Everyone, no celebrity should be allowed Twitter, Dean. They shouldn't be allowed opinions because this is what happens.
Yes.
But I guess if it was meant to be, it's meant to be. And this show, Darlene, hopefully it keeps the guys in work and actually keeps the success sort of where it was meant to be. So we appreciate you filling us in. Thanks, Dino.
Talk tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Dino. We will catch up with you tomorrow on the show, mate, when Jess is back. But you can check out all that and the latest stories at hit.com.au. Coming up next, we are going to be opening up the courtroom of Tim and Jess. I feel like I've got a home run. There's not much that can stop me here to get a win because Jess isn't here to defend herself. I'll read out her statement of what she thinks of Beyonce's music. But then pretty much I've got open slather to talk about what I think of Beyonce's music. A new single and album dropped yesterday, and I think she might be a little bit overrated. But we'll talk about it in the courtroom up next.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right. The courtroom of Tim and Jess opens every single Tuesday. And look, this one, this case, it's almost signed, sealed and delivered because Jess isn't here. And look, buddy, Jess, if you're listening, we want you to get better and we do miss you. But right now, I feel like I have an absolute open slather to get my case across the line. You be the judge. We present a case every single week that Jess and I both aggressively disagree on. And normally Jess gets a chance to defend herself, but today seems like that isn't the case. And I want to talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z because they've released a new album on Tidal, which is the one run by Jay-Z and Kanye West. It's a streaming service. The album is called Everything Is Love by The Carters. It's definitely something interesting. I've got a bit of a snippet of one of the songs. It's called Ape. Shh. I can't say the second part of the word.
I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll away. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice on a man. Ice style.
So that song is called Ape. Shh. And it is, in my opinion, one of the best songs that Beyonce has ever released. And I said that to Jess. I was like, oh, it's about time Beyonce release some good music. And Jess got all fired up. Jess got all angry, saying Beyonce is one of the greatest singers of all time. And I strongly disagree. Look, I love the music we play here at the radio station, but I just feel like Beyonce is very overrated. Now, Jess's argument is that Lemonade and obviously a lot of her pop singles from in the late 2000s, she's like, they're number ones, they're number one hits. But I genuinely think that once you get to a certain level of fame, people just buy music because it's from you. It doesn't have to be good. There's only one Beyonce song that I like, and I'm going to play that coming up next. But I genuinely think that Beyonce is overrated. I don't think her music's that great. I think she's a great person. She's a great leader in what she does for the world, over in the United States and across the entire globe. I think she's a fantastic person. I just think her music's not that good. And apparently, that's blasphemy. People, you say that and people crack it at you. And look, I know I don't want to upset people, but this week you be the judge. Is Beyonce overrated? Jess thinks she's one of the greatest singers of all time and releases song after song after song. I don't think she's that flash. I hope I haven't. I know Queen Bee fans probably hating me right now, but that's the whole point. But it doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what Jess thinks. Doesn't matter what the jury thinks. It's the weirdest type of courtroom that you'll ever hear in your life. So 13, 12, 16. You can be the judge. Whatever you say, your decision is final. 13, 12, 16. Who's going to be the judge this morning? And let us know if Beyonce is overrated. What a way to wake up, hey? It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. But on 13, 12, 16, we have had a judge, Jamie from Gracemere, call through. And Jamie, given all the ruling, doesn't matter what I say, doesn't matter what Jess says, because Jess has released a statement about how good and how many number ones Beyonce's had. But given all the information, where are you leading in your ruling in that Beyonce potentially might be overrated?
I've always been a big fan of all of her music.
Yep.
So.
Oh, I feel like this is going to not go right. How can the one week that Jess isn't here, I lose a You Be The Judge? Now, Jamie, do you honestly think all of her music is good?
Yep.
Jamie, I think she's a good person. I think she does a lot. But I think, do you not agree that she's gotten to the point where it doesn't matter how good or bad her music is, people are just going to buy it because it's Beyonce. Like, they're fake numbers.
No, I don't listen to music just for the artist. I have to like the actual music I'm listening to. So, but I don't think I've heard a bad song of hers come out. So.
Out of all the albums she's ever released, you don't think there's one single bad song?
No, and that's including Destiny's Child and everything.
No,
she's like the queen.
No, see, this is what I was worried about. I was worried I was going to upset Queen Bee fans. And look, you are the judge, and I'm not trying to fight against the judge because obviously that would put the courtroom in contention. And you know I don't want to do that, Judge. I'm a fair defence, but I feel like you're ignoring the evidence that's being presented.
I think you're the one that didn't hold here.
Jay. All right. Well, look, I'm sorry if I have offended the judge. And you are that judge, so it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what Jess thinks. All right, Jamie from Gracemere, final ruling. Do you think Beyonce is overrated?
No way.
I can't believe I've lost. There was no one here to defend against me, and I've lost, Jamie. I appreciate your call, but you've really sunk me to a low level today. Oh, thanks. She's hung up. Thanks for that, Jamie. Well, look, that didn't go how I expected it. All right, if Jess comes back tomorrow, let's just tell her I won because that doesn't look good on me.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland, and I don't get to say that very often because Jess is away. She'll be back tomorrow, though, but if you think you're excited for the World Cup over in Russia with Australia playing at the moment, lost to France on the weekend, unfortunately got a game against Denmark on Thursday, Peru on Sunday. I'm very excited. I know a lot of people here in central Queensland are excited, but I don't think we're as excited as people in Mexico because Mexico beat Germany 1-0 the other day in the World Cup over in Russia. And in Mexico City, the minute they scored the goal, people jumped up and down in celebration so hard that it caused seismic activity. Literally, they caused an earthquake that moved the ground because of a goal scored by one of the soccer players on the Mexican football team. There's a graph at hit.com.au if you just check in the news section of the minute before the goal, the minute of the goal, and the minute after the goal. And there is a clear spike and it's too much of a coincidence. Scientists are saying that it was a random one-minute seismic shift, that it has to be people jumping up and down in Mexico City. So if you think you're excited, how about you start an earthquake? Just like the Mexicans, they're working hard. Why can't we work hard here in central Queensland? The World Cup's very exciting. I'm obsessed with it. And I want to talk about the World Cup just a little bit more coming up next. If you do want to read that full story, and you can see the photo of the shift in the seismic activity in Mexico City at hit.com.au. But I want to talk about what's going on with Optus Sport, the broadcast rights holders to the 2018 World Cup for us here in Australia. Seems to be things aren't going very well. The Prime Minister's had to get involved, tell everyone to clean their act up.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The World Cup is massive at the moment. We're just talking about how Mexico celebrated so hard that they actually caused a seismic tremor in Mexico City when they scored a goal. But you might not have seen the goal that Mexico scored because you might have been streaming on Optus Sport. And I know a lot of people are throwing rocks right now at Optus Sport, but to be fair, it's probably well blamed. Optus Sport, if you're not aware, is the full broadcasting partner of the 2018 World Cup in Russia. And they have not only all of Australia's games that they're playing, but every single game of the World Cup. You can sign up for $15 a month and you can watch every single game of the World Cup, just like I and many people did all around Australia. The problem is, Optus Sport is having a lot of streaming issues. I was having some streaming issues trying to watch the Australia game. I ended up changing the channel over to SBS like a lot of people. Optus Sport has come out literally every single day since the World Cup started saying, playback error, playback error, playback error. And for people that have paid their money, that's not okay. They're a telecommunications company. If they can't telecommunicate, then what's the point? Get your signals right. And SBS also is only broadcasting Australia's game. Well, that was until Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister of our country, has made... It's almost like a dad, who is Malcolm Turnbull, with his two sons. The older son, SBS, who's proven, but he's trying to give Optus Sport an opportunity to show their worth. And here's a statement that Malcolm Turnbull released. Said, I've spoken with the Optus CEO, Andrew Liu. He assures me he's giving the World Cup streaming problems his personal attention, and he believes it will be fixed this evening. This was yesterday afternoon. But in that time, Malcolm Turnbull has handed over the rights of every single World Cup game to SBS for the next 48 hours to give those 2 days to Optus Sport to sort their stuff out, get it all fixed. The FIFA World Cup is a true multicultural celebration that unites Australia's diverse communities, and SBS is pleased to be bringing more of the tournament to Australian audiences. That's what their official announcement was. Hopefully, Optus Sport can get on track because, like, I know Optus was getting a lot of backlash and saying, look, we're sorry, it's coming, but hey, I feel like they're going to get a lot of emails at the end of the World Cup from people like myself going, oh, sorry, I haven't paid my $15. Oh, no, don't worry. It's coming, it's coming. But if you are watching the World Cup, enjoy. Cheer on the Socceroos this Thursday against Denmark. But hopefully Optus Sport can sort its stuff out and they'll get let out of the naughty quarter from our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.